Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. 10 days into April, and it's hard to tell if spring is going to take hold as easy as it seemed back in March. Area folks have had high hopes, but so far it's been disappointing, especially with our frosty Easter weekend. Along with a couple sieges of howling winds during the past week, the topper was Easter Sunday at Wilder Smith when we awoke to a semi-winter -4 degrees on the mercury column. Added to the sputtering season at hand, the heavens continue to misfire on moisture over the upper trail. In spite of our atmospheric misgivings, life goes on in border country. And I must say, human energies abound with activities scheduled for the coming of summer vacation times. Planning is well underway for the 8th annual Ham Run. The half marathon, 5K Runts Run events through the Upper Gunflint Trail Byway Corridor are scheduled for Saturday, May 2nd. This enthusiastic event serves as a reminder of the tragic Ham Lake wildfire that ignited in 2007 on May's first Saturday and devastated many lives and thousands of wilderness acres. Details and registration info for the running can be found on the official race website, CookCountyYMCA.org, or call the Cook County YMCA. Meanwhile, the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center is heading toward another Memorial Day weekend opening. My, how time flies. Since the awesome historic facility opened its doors on July 5, 2010, thousands of visitors have filed through the doors to view and hear the Gunflint story. Renewed energy springs to life once again in 2015 as a new temporary exhibit highlights the coming season, in addition to the usual naturalist programs. This year's display, themed The Paper Trail, focuses on cultural aspects of celebrated Gunflint Trail pioneers and characters, with journals, diaries, and writings for hands-on reading and review. The Gunflint Trail Historical Society has recently announced their first museum manager, Ada Igo, has departed for other career endeavors. Ada created a strong foundation of leadership for the museum operation. Happily, the society wishes Ada the best, while welcoming her replacement, Bonnie Schutte. Bonnie, well known for many years of working at various trail resorts and outfitters, most recently at Gunflint Lodge and Northwoods Outfitters, brings not only great knowledge of trail and backcountry life, but also boundless energy and enthusiasm in taking the reins from Ada. Come opening day, area residents and visitors will want to stop out and welcome Bonnie as she kicks off the 6th year of sharing the Gunflint Trail of yesteryear. On another note, the Society plans are in the works to celebrate the Chickwack Museum's 5th anniversary of operations with a big fundraising benefit feed. The bash will be held at the end of the Trail Community Center, Fire Hall No. 3, on Sunday, July 5th. I'll share more details as they become available. Early into June, more Gunflint activity hits the trail with the first ever Boundary Waters Expo. Mark calendars for June 12th through the 14th and get online at visitcookcounty.com/BWCA Expo for more info on this family-friendly, hands-on event for all ages. The days will be spent featuring speakers, activities, demonstrations, and more. Further inquiry about life along this historic corridor is renewed once more in a new book release. A snippet of the writing is featured in the newest edition of Boundary Waters Journal. The periodical's piece really whets one's appetite to get back at the Jack Blackwell work titled Boundary Waters Boy, the Alec Boostrom story. The Alec Boostrom story is being touted by one publishing enthusiast as the best historical account he has ever seen about this legendary territory. Alec, by the way, is a younger brother of renowned Clearwater Lake resident Charlie Boostrom, who in his own right, along with wife Petra, is an acclaimed Gunflint Trail pioneer. Gunflint Trail history fanciers will want to get this one when it hits the stands. Perhaps a contact with Boundary Waters Journal at 1-800-548-7319 might provide a potential release time. The Gunflint Trail community wishes to thank two members of our local volunteer fire department who have retired. Respecting their wish to remain anonymous, the Gunflint Trail community, nevertheless, wants these heroes to know how grateful we are for their commitment and dedication to service over these many years. All Gunflinters wish them well in future endeavors. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the adventure of renewal in Gunflint's border country.